And welcome to the historic Karamana Theatre. Our program will begin in a few moments, but first, a few brief announcements. Please notice your nearest available fire exit. In the unlikely event of an emergency, please exit the theatre calmly. We would like to ask that you take this time to silence all cell phones, pagers, and any and all other noise-making devices. Thank you. Enjoy the show. This, of course, was one I would not miss. So I have a feeling
We have been trying to do things for a long, long time in what they call Black History Month. We have been involved in a program, in a campaign, in a way, called GFB, which means Give February Back. It's not for the usual reasons, like because it's short. No matter what they do, it's short. That bothers us, of course, because, like, the day after the 28th, when we still kind of have the confidence, we take a step, and the rent is due, and all the payments that you said you would get to by the first, because you thought the first was like where it usually is. But that has to do with like the end of February. So by the time you've done with 28 days of you, that may as well be your month. I'm talking about the fact that no one can pronounce February. I'm talking about the fact that no one can spell February. Brothers and sisters continue to say February. February. And it communicates because we know which one you mean. White people say February. Like, we give it to you, deal with it. This is you, you figure out. It's neither one of those. We only agree on how to write it. Everybody in the world writes FDB, period. They say, better to be thought a fool than to open your mouth and move on out. Don't go past that B. As long as you just write FDB, you may fool them. What we're trying to do is give them back that money. If you join our campaign, we guarantee you at least two appearances on CNN. The only network in the world that can bring you something never happened before. An expert on something that never happened before. Hell, that's almost as good as disappearing. This is ridiculous. I said, when something bad happens, we all want to know how lucky we are and what happened to whom. And if there's anything we can do, maybe. But we all turned lately to CNN, waiting for an expert on something that never happened before. They bring up people who can tell us everything about nothing. Where did he do his research? How long has he been waiting there to come out? Because see, they just got a bunch of them sitting in the back room on call. Because you're not going to know that's not them. They're going to bring you Mr. Such and Such, who happens to be an expert on something that never happened before. And they give you 2-3 hours before people find out you're faking. What we're interested in is how come they tell the news now different from the way they call the news then. It's all in the name. I have, for example, I am a professor of bluesology. You see, you know the scientific because it's got the ology. Anytime you see OLOG you get ready to hear something that might not make sense. So we told a lot of people to get those, just so they have something. Everybody needs to have something that they do that nobody else knows anything about. That's called your Isaac. And these guys can bring one out working for CNN, but you need to have your own. If you don't have no job, you put an Isaac on the end of what you'd like to do. And you open up an office, and you become a consultant. Then you sign in with CNN. To tell people about something they don't even know. We have seen things change in terms of the ideologies that we now accept, whereas once upon a time we wouldn't have. For example, news used to be 15 minutes long, because what much happened? And at some point during the news, the guy would say, "What do you think, Joe?" And Joe was the weatherman. And Joe would look out the window and say, "Hell, it looks like it's going to rain." That was the weather. Nowadays, it's a great big long strung out production. All these flashing colors that say, "You think the mayor is coming to me?" 3-piece suit, blow dry hair, smile so much you don't face her. And he is not the weatherman. No. He is a meteorologist. See, when we don't accept a lot of this new shit, y'all say we old fashioned. But the stuff that you accept, that's out of it. This guy is a meteorologist. For real? A for real meteor? A for real studies the meteor? And telling y'all about it? Because y'all ain't got one? Or does he talk to the meteor? And hand it on. Oral Roberts once said that he had talked to God. Now see, this was a well-known healer, and this man was founded and believed in like this. Oral Roberts University, you know about that, this was because of him. I'm saying that you heard from God, or that you talked to God, that's one of them. People do that at all kinds of times, from sincere to desperate. But we rarely say, even in our prayer, that we saw God. This is new. Oral Roberts said he saw God, and God told him to raise $8 million. God was broken. That's the first thing you think. I mean, he's a lot more broken than we are, because look how much you need. But I'm saying, hell, broken, broke. If you ain't got enough to do what you want to do, you broke. Evidently, God is $8 million short. And come to somebody who don't have it. See, I don't want to be what I've been. But this is, I didn't say this. Or I'm not saying this. He said, God told him to raise $8 million or come to hell. You know how sometimes the voice you hear may not be God? You have to accept that possibility. You hear a voice. And the one you heard just said, take a look at me. This is, you saw me. He said, raise $8 million or come to heaven. Any other circumstance, that's called extortion. The meteorologist tells you, because you're still sitting there, tells you there is a 50% probability of rain. Tell me, baby, ain't it? But bring back yours, at least you look out for them. He said what the temperature is at the airport. The blues is not all bad. the blues is 50% good, 50% bad. They're 50% like blues, and they drop into the middle. And 50% sad blues, they get all the way down here at the end. But then it's not no more one than the other. It seems as though we have been exposed to this category, you know. So people don't recognize happy blues or black blues or Robinson blues or Duke Ellington blues or the kind of blues you run into up here. As a bluesologist myself, I feel a responsibility to speak on both of them. I was wondering about our yesterdays and digging through the rubble. That's one way of looking at it. That's black history. On the other hand, there's space shuttle, raising field down on the ground. Space shuttle, the Tennessee's upside down. Space shuttle, and all the hungry people know. All change over the very progress we report. I know some folks who will swear to you the reason this weather has been doing what it has been doing. Space shuttle, raising the hill down on the ground. Space shuttle, to turn the seas upside down. Space shuttle, and all the hungry people know. All change through the pain progress when you go up. Space was the place where even you thought your dreams were safe. Where all of a sudden, high above the planet space, there you were, and there was something to erase. Rocketing through the atmosphere, shifting into second gear while miles below the people cheer, there's a new invader on the new frontier. Ah, but there are those that do not cheer, the gravity of their lives appears, and in their eyes flash foes and fears as rocket sounds are all they hear. Space shuttle, to turn the seas upside down. Space shuttle, to really turn the strip around. Space shuttle, and all the homeless people know. All change through the pain progress we fought. We must have somehow been disarmed, or we lost our heads over false alarms. We were underground, we were overcharmed, we were watching the storm clouds from afar. The exploration, proliferation, spending more and dollar bill. Assessments of our investments drove us on to overkill. Factors looked a great surprise. You and Captain Kirk, this is free enterprise. Wall Street says, let's pay defense, because dollar bills make all good sense. Hail to the new protectionism we have put on a new form of communism, or is this what we call capitalism? They've got up there a giant, flying, mechanical, watching people, Reaganism. Space shuttle, turn the seas upside down. Space was the place, Hollywood went into stage, and all of a sudden all we could see was hurricanes and tornadoes. Tornadoes and hurricanes, dead rivers and acid rain, volcanoes, they just simply got up and lost their heads. Typhoons and monsoons and tidal waves rolled in from an angry moment. Earthquake and all the time, and the only thing that we could find, space shuttle. No matter what man goes looking for, they always seem to find war. Soon as there is a peace bill, war can bring it somewhere else. Must be some light blue. Must be some dark blues, must be some light blues, must be some new blues. What we're trying to do is bring you a few laughs and bring you a few smiles. My name is Bill Scott, and thank you. So she started to go to registration campaign. It was not popular in some
We go through change and we will fix it if we can, and then we will talk about how we do it. Thank you.
Some of the good ones were done by Tupac Shakur.
I got a confession to make. Peace.
We want to be with them. This is good. We had to get a song that everybody could sing that nobody was actually familiar with. So we couldn't get like the state song of North Carolina and have everybody try to sing that. Or the Star Spangled Banner, which nobody could fucking sing. That was an old English drinking song, I swear. Francis Scott Key was locked up in jail in Baltimore. That's the only problem that I sympathize with. It didn't have no words. Then he wrote it down, didn't have no music. Then he took it to the bar. I imagine. I don't know. The tune for the Star Spangled Banner is an old English drinking song. So if you really want to get into it, have a few pints, right? Senor Mendele, I thought I could speak English till I went to England. You know, every year you take English. They give you some more every year. Even if it's the same one, they give you more of it, more of the same. Every year, all the way through the eighth grade, you go to high school, English, every year. You would take some different things otherwise, but you have to have English. When you go to college, they give you English. The reason is because you don't know it. And you find that out at the airport. They just go all over town. You found that shit out immediately. I thought I was doing good when I seen on the what tour we going on, England. Not that song sounded, just England. I got that. I said, hey, it's all right. I ain't got to buy no little book. I ain't got to go around the house trying to say all kinds of cute shit to my lady. Party boo, baby. This English, I'm going to England. What could go wrong? Every fucking day. I've seen these people at the airport. And they said, Mr. Scott, do you even do that there? And I said, oh shit, it's English. And I don't know a word. All that homework I did not do. I'm sure the words was in that part. Working with the English language, you see, is what holds back poetry. It holds back conversations, which some people don't mind. But other people say, well, why don't you express yourself more? Because it's English. My wife came to me and asked me for some money when we first got married for a permanent. I said, no problem. She said, give me one. I said, think you did not know till you got married. 3 weeks later, she come back to me and asked me for some money for a permanent. This English. What she mean? By permanent. It ain't permanent. It ain't even good temporary. It's married life. And permanent. See, married life permanent. Is married life permanent? grow up now. That's not why. Not, I mean, that night. You run into all kinds of language problems, though, when you try to speak English. We ran into one of them backstage. Look like yourself. An oxymoron. See, they don't have these in other languages. They can say what the hell they got on their mind in other languages. In English, you can say jumbo shrimp. And you can say pepper. You can spell that since you don't need it. You can say fundraiser. Well, everybody would like to have that job. Fundraiser. That's all I heard. They said, would you help me with the fundraiser? I didn't know nothing about no money. I've known that. Might not have been so quick to volunteer. You're going somewhere. Just like trying to disappear. When you get, when you finally find out what it is you're supposed to do, you can't do that. You cannot possibly find military intelligence. No more than you can find a jumbo shrimp. Certain things don't come in their flavors. But in English they do. I went to England and I tell you, it was a revelation. To know how much I did not know, after taking all that English, made me determine that we speak something else. Just like the Jamaicans, Speak some of that that they can't understand.
Well, see, I have a friend out there who knows everything I said, and you'd be doing it.
That's English. I don't care what they call it in London. Where brother come from, that's English. Where we come from, we can say this and call it English. But it is actually American. You see, and then it, some of it is black American, but none of it is necessarily English. And you will find out, well, it's coming. But y'all just say something like, hey, I don't know what you're talking about, that English boy. And then understand that both y'all got things that they can't understand. Y'all have to make some kind of meet somewhere in the middle. Because if they speak English and you speak this, well, y'all, y'all work. We wrote this song because we didn't think nobody nowhere, no matter what kind of English they spoke, had run into this song again. This is a song about coal miners. And if you are in fact a coal miner, you can declare yourself ineligible and not participate. Otherwise, everyone should participate because you're getting graded on this. This is a song about, well, here, you're probably going like this here. I know some of y'all at this point, you don't have the words, by the way. But we would please like everybody to participate because this is important. You do that four times, then you go out. That means, you know, I was going to tell you about when you came back in, but you do go out. When you hear the party go, working in a graveyard, three miles, that's when you come back in. This is 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh yeah, that's good. One little thing I'd like to add is that ain't hard to know real happy, up-tempo type cold people. I where we say the Rockets, that's somewhere else. That's not in their goal line. What you need to do is you got to put a little time in your voice. You see it. They're gonna check you for the substance. You think about that like that. Yeah, we'll take that one, that one, and that one. Did you see about the dangerous equipment? That's right. Okay, look. We're gonna do that portion. I'm gonna save the day. You ain't got nothing to worry about. Then when we get to the party, goes, working in a graveyard 3 miles down. That's what we'll all be dressed as you see. Hoping that you remember to come back again. Let's just try this. 1, 2, 3, 4. Here comes the mountain. They have it on. That's it for me. It's about my being here coming on. I could imagine working in the mountain. Hold up to your love. I'm just standing on here right now. Yeah, but I listen to the speeches. And it can't be. My sister thought of the living. Don't you like me, son? I'm so
working.
This this is beautiful, buddy. I don't know. Do y'all know Cook Laban? This brother. You see, you need to run into some straight people every once in a while to know everybody ain't crooked. This is a straight up man here, and I appreciated him. And when I met him, it was at a time where I believe most people were so crooked that when they died, they was gonna get screwed into the ground. I thank you, brother. It was good to hear from you. God bless you. It's good to see you. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, because, you know, like, where we were, did nobody know? They could have disappeared and nobody would have known. And there were some crazy people out there. If they got tired of having it, you got to keep them up all night drunk to make sure they don't do nothing to keep us from having that. This was a time when we were going to school in the late 60s and the early 70s, when people didn't have a grip on what you need to hear. If you want to change the country, you must change the law. You can burn down all the stuff you want, you can damage all the stuff, it won't matter. Then get another one, wall by. In order to change this country, you must change the law. When you find out that somebody that you know, that you know, that you trust, that you feel, that you need was do the right thing, help them, because that's what people do, they change. It affects your life. You think it off, but it does. When you say you're not gonna vote, you help them. But they want you to go be talking to keep you doing it behind the end. Now all of a sudden they want you there. The man who counts the votes when they left. Be sure you know who's running and who's counting. All right. He's your husband. And I can't say, you know, no magic. See, I'm saying, anybody remember Florida 10 years ago? The night before, the state belonged to Gore. The next day, needing 25 electoral votes, that Florida just happened to have. What a coincidence. They find out that Florida is going to Bush. But wait, there may need to be a recount. Now this is when we run into the Spanish-speaking element of the thing. Because let me start talking about Manuel recount. Position. He had to be out there trying to get nothing for nobody else. This is the nature of true sacrifice. This is the nature of my real sacrifice for you. Do not disrespect him.
You take advantage of it. Everything that your people did, you glad to have. Now you're working on something else. Why don't you just make other people go out there and get you something?
If you pay more attention to the ones that didn't get something for you already. These are people who went out to be sure that since we paid taxes, we're going to get their place. We didn't care about it. Millicent, hell, they don't want to get the guns. We should try to go and get what they took our money for. They call it taxes. You pay this every day. Every time you buy something, every time you, every year, when you get your check, there's some taxes missing. When you go buy something, you pay taxes. And on the 15th of April, they want taxes. You should go look into that. Somebody! Look now. Y'all can do that without me emphasizing, right? We come down here to celebrate because there's a lot of folks here that we wanted to celebrate. And a lot of folks that come out here even in the rain the way it is. We want to thank you very much, Sister Diane McDonald and Lynn Turner. We thank you for coming out to you.
Thank you!
We really decided today that we're going to do something unorthodox. Because unorthodox, well, that's not an oxymoron, that's a real word. That means we're going to have to do something unusual, but we hope that you would be flexible enough and kind enough for us to do that. This is our celebration song. It is a song based on a rhythm called Wabam Wanko. And we celebrate. What we came down here to do was to celebrate this. This is I believe, in an anniversary of the theater here and the folks who've been trying to work for it. This is a bunch of anniversaries going on. Seems like everywhere I go, I'll be reading something about it. And I wanted to thank the people for inviting me to take part in it. And I wanted to thank you for coming out here. You have been kind of involved, all the people working on it. Because, like, they don't try to remember it unless something goes wrong. So everybody should remember that there are a lot of folks here who really want to bring anything here. The song is called The Bottle. Yeah. Right. Really the bottle. Thank you very much for being here today with us. This is what I'm hoping I remember.
Thank you.
Thank you. Just a weird goodbye.
now is